Looking back, I think I'd have to choose virtual worlds, though rather embarrassedly, because my friends still kind of move away from me when I raise the subject because it's not on their radar. And the reason for this is it's happening in niche groups and also among teenagers, because membership of virtual worlds generally rose by 29% in the most recent quarter, and virtual spending in shops and on websites is absolutely booming despite the recession of the last couple of years. It's interesting to me that five different companies have built virtual reproductions of London, and two of them have come online in the last couple of weeks, all hoping to make money out of it. And you've got Google there as well. You've got a high-resolution London coming out next year. And there's this guy I interviewed a few weeks ago who's building the whole of the world as a virtual planet, which people can go into and build their own homes and in their own roads. So I think that's really fascinating what's happening in virtual worlds. And because it's sort of a teenager thing working up, I think it's going to be really important for the future, but it just simply hasn't got onto our radar yet.